Tucked away in the corner of a disused car park sits a tent surrounded by clothes, a washing line, and drug paraphernalia. Inside sleeps a man from Latvia, who says he has been sleeping rough in Norwich for a year. He has no benefits or money coming in, and is discovered at 6:30 a.m. by outreach workers from the new Pathways service. Support workers including Brendan Wilson and Tara Murphy scour the nooks and crannies of the city, where the rough sleeping population are seeking refuge. Over recent weeks, the Pathways team have been out on the streets at least twice a day, talking to rough sleepers and beggars to forge links with the homeless community. They can then help them get any support they need and identify new rough sleepers faster. It could be a sit-up service with four beds at Bishop Bridge House, or helping access benefits. The stigma around homelessness is not always about drugs or alcohol, said support worker Ms. Murphy. It can happen to anybody at any time. Ideally, we can get a plan in place to help them through the system and get the best outcome in the shortest period of time. We have got some regulars who have been on the streets for years and refuse to engage. One day, they might say yes. During the street count, conducted twice a week, outreach workers check to see if rough sleepers are breathing, investigate sleep sites, and gather information on the people out on the streets. The first uncovered on Friday morning was a tent buried within bushes on Riverside Walk. Nobody was home, but blood on the bedding indicated drug use, and the team will keep revisiting the site over coming days. On Mountergate, police have told the Pathways team of a squat house. Support workers won't go inside, but will talk to the occupants when they see them on the street. Part of the process is verifying rough sleeping, actually seeing them bedded down in the street, said Mr. Wilson. People can identify themselves as rough sleepers, but until we verify it, we don't know. If we can catch any more information to get them onto our system, that can help us build a picture by sharing that within the consortium. There is a transient nature of homelessness, and it is a product of a chaotic life. We are trying to give them a little stability. That can be getting them a roof over their head for the night. Spotting the tent in a car park off Mountergate, the outreach team enter through a gate tied up with string to find a ramshackle living room. A table has been covered with metal fencing and surrounded by needles, male and female clothes, a bicycle, and a bottle for a toilet. Passing through, the concrete ground of the car park is strewn with blankets, clothes, and detritus. Mr. Wilson says he visited the area the previous week and reported used needles, which the council were alerted to. While the car park was being used, rough sleepers will often move between sleep sites around the city. Ms. Murphy added, "We look in the nooks and crannies. The ones who do not want to be found can just pack up their life and move on. Unless you are actually looking for them, you are not going to see it." During one morning, the team came across 10 rough sleepers, including 9 bedded down outside Debenhams. One is a teenager new to the area from Hackney. Ms. Murphy added the community who sleep in shop doorways will often clear up after themselves and vanish before the shops open their doors for the morning. "During the afternoon outreach, we start to come across the beggars," added Mr. Wilson. "You have to think, why are they begging? Often it is because they have no benefits in place. If you spend enough of your life accessing services, at some point something is going to let you down. We listen and we try to give them a solution, but it is all about choices. You can't force someone to do something they don't want to do." Rough sleepers will be advised to go to the Pottergate ARC at 8 a.m. for an assessment. But often there is a shortage of beds at Bishop Bridge House. Ms. Murphy added, "Sometimes, as much as we feel for a lot of these people, we have got a file full up with people waiting but can't accommodate them, so they have to keep presenting and hoping for a vacancy. If we don't find anyone, that is a good day."